hours that I keep, have to get home to their wives, etc. So I'm going to do the shiur, quickly run through the sheets, and then do it more, a little more slowly to explain why it's so. So for those people who stick around for the wives, we'll get wives. You know, take one. There's three, you should have, end up with three pieces of paper. You only have to put one piece of paper, you didn't get enough. The leaves are shown actual size. The masses are not. Okay. So I want to go through, just start with the masses, go through the masses very quickly, and then we'll, again, I want to do it again, second round, more slowly. So look at the master page. Now all these three pages, originally, in the bottom over here, was written top. What's the third? You should have third pages.
Two lettuces.
Here, I'll give you one.
Thank you. Did everybody get two lettuces? Pages of lettuce. There's large, medium, and small. Okay, this is actual size, so we can try and keep this page of this, and we can actually use it by the saver. We probably use it. Okay. All these three pages were copyright commission of Feldman Publishers, Halachos Kazayas, copyright 2001. It was actually written at the bottom of the, over here, it got cut off. This one made it. Both three pages had that originally written over there, and they just got cut off. So I just want to tell you that I did do it with permission. I actually called Feldman Publishers and got permission to make these copies. So I am a good boy. And this is somewhere by Bob News, Halachos of Kazayas. Very nice favor, etc. So look at the matzos. He defines a thin matzah, just for the purpose of this discussion, if you take a 2-pound box of matzahs, a 1-pound box of matzahs, you count how many matzahs you have. So obviously the thicker the matzahs are, the less matzahs you're going to have per pound. So if you count 6 matzahs per pound, you have thick matzahs for the purpose of this discussion. If you get 7.5 per pound, you have medium matzahs. If you get 9 per pound, you have thin matzahs. Again, there's approximations. And he's talking about basically matzahs which are 11-inch diameters. It'll work that way. So again, so thick matzahs is 6 per pound, medium matzahs is 7.5 per pound, thin matzahs is 9 per pound. so obviously the thinner they are, the more you're going to need, because kazayas is a volume issue, you're going to need to eat more of the matzahs to get your kazayas. We're going to talk about, when we talk about the mitzvah of achilas matzah, this is, since it's a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah the first night and the second night also, we do not differentiate even with the one the second night. So, since, we'll see why, for two reasons. There's a shiloh exactly what is the correct size of the kazayas, and the Mishnah Berurah comes out and says, okay, well, that whenever you're dealing with an issue of the deraisa, you should be machna. For the larger shear. The larger shear is much larger than you can see obviously than the smaller shear. If you look at your kareich, you see the difference in which is clearly the rabbanon, you see the difference in the size and how much of a matzah you need to do kareich and how much of a matzah you need to do a achilas matzah, you see there's a significant difference in size between the two of them. You might have heard somewhere along the line this idea that the issue which comes is because the Gemara gives us the shear of a kazayas in two ways. Or gives us the shear of a kebeya in two ways, really, and the kazayas relates to a kebeya. And the calculation of that gives us, something must have changed. There must be something that we're missing. This is the Behuda Sa'ara. And because of that, he created there must be, there's a change. The Ha'or of the Nebuchadnezzar is accepted when we're dealing with the Raisas, not with the Rabbanan. So, Achilas Matzah, which is the Raisa, these are the Shurim you're going to look at. You take your Matzah and estimate that. Karech, which is clearly the Rabbanan, is a smaller Shir, and use that. Avikomen is, we pass the Mikra, then Avikomen is the Rabbanan. There's a Shita which holds Avikomen as the Raisa, Rashi and Ashbam hold the Tikkim, it's a Matzah. you were trying to basically is that become not the original Tilus Matzah. And because of that, there is actually a sheet of the Shloah, which holds that since it, they, according to the Rashi and Rashbam, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is the Afikarmen. So when you, break it, you make the bracha while Achilas Matzah, it's really going on the Afikarmen. So you shouldn't talk, you mask the beaver from the beginning of the Suda till you eat the Afikarmen according to the Shloah Kodesh. The Belt is not mocked on that Shloah Kodesh. I don't know why not, whatever it is. No, there's not mocked on that Shloah Kodesh. But the mice of the Ikrim Tzak and the Halach is that the Afikarmen is the Rabbana. So that if it's the Rabbanon, so why isn't it the same size as the Kareth? They're both the Rabbanon. So why in the world is the Afikarmen and the Chatzila larger than that of the Kareth? Because the Mishabura comes along and says, talks in the Chatzila, when a person eats Afikarmen, he should eat two Kazasim. Two Kazasim, one Zecher to the Pesach, and one Zecher to the Matzah, which was eaten with the Pesach. Because at the end of the meal, they would eat, at least according to Hillel for sure, they would eat the Pesach on Matzahs and Roran. That was the mitzvah from Pesach, was Al Seiva. So they ate the Pesach and the Matzah with the Pesach, so we took his essence, remember that. There is, so good, so then, right away, so it should be double the size of the Kareth. Right? But there is a machloikas on how to calculate a kezias. Whether you calculate it as a third of a beya or a half of a beya. There's a question whether you include the shell, you don't include the shell. And so this chumra that we're eating, tukazesim, which is a thin, it's a double time of chakila, for that we'll calculate our kazesim as the smallest way possible. And say, so as long as you have two of those, that's good enough. So you take two of the smallest possible kazesim and make your afikarmen, and that'll be this shear that he has over here. This is your yosef adin, but your yosef adin. Kareth, which is Stam the Rabbanon, we're not going to Iker Rabbanon, so we'll go with Iker Pesach of how you calculate it, saying that it's a certain shear, but we're not doubling it. Now, Avichem L'Chatzila means that the evidence of a person feels he cannot eat this amount, he can really go down to the size of the Kareth if he needs to eat the Kareth. And if even that is difficult, he can go down to really the half of this size, almost half of this size, which would get you down to, it's about 14% of the thick matzah, etc. You know, it's a little bit more than half of the size, which would be basically, if you're doing the smallest, there are one on your stomach, but yeah, if you need to, on the smallest sheer size that you need. So the person's really feeling difficult to eat, don't eat a filagasa, because that would become not yours at all. So you get to the point where you're feeling you cannot eat, and you're just forcing yourself. So, that's not a shame of fila. So it's better to eat a smaller amount, and the yotz of the mitzvah kaparim like that, and eating the larger amount, and doing this achila gasa.
Even though the achila gasa will say even the stuff you ate before.
I guess it depends how you put it in your mouth. Okay. Now there's achila matza that you eat over here. You learn the halacha. It seems to be you're supposed to eat two kazaisim, kazaisim from the upper matza, kazaisim from the middle matza. And Mishabur says that's because there's a machlokes, the bracha al achilas matzah is referring to the middle matzah or to the upper matzah. So he took his asin. That's din rabbana. So din rabbana that you get your took his asin, well, I have your afikarmen l'chakil, I have took his asin and afikarmen. So meaning took his asin, the rabbana. I mean, one kazais the raisa, which contains in it even more than took his asin, the rabbana, according to this calculation. So when you eat a chilas matzah, this whatever amount that you're taking, let's say you have medium-sized matzah, this, so you're basically talking about two-fifths of a matzah, really what you do is take one-fifth from the top matzah, one-fifth from the middle matzah, adds up to two-fifths of a matzah, and you eat your two kazesim of one from the top matzah, one from the middle matzah, by combining them together and eating this amount. So you really, and Mr. Burke comes out, when you're eating that, if a person can eat both kazesim of a matzah, that's good. If not, you just put one kazesim and eat that. And then the second kazayas, you didn't eat that. So you're talking about really eating a fifth of a matzah for basakas, one kazayas, and you know a fifth of a matzah for basakas for the second kazayas. And that's really the calculation, which somebody asked me, I think Nadav asked me that, the amount that they're talking about of eating, how do you eat a whole kazayas of the basakas? A fifth of a matzah is not a lot to eat, to eat a basakas. So that's, you know, we're talking about this is the amount of year. The calculation the Chofetz Chaim talks about when we talk about Chassidus Yidim Gazachas, or if not, you need to prepare a Kedesh of his Pras, the clock starts ticking when you swallow, not when you start chewing. So you put you know, you nibble a few pieces, you didn't swallow them right away, and nibbling, you know, you shouldn't nibble, and you should bite, whatever. Nibbling takes too long, right? But, you know, dainty nibbles is not the night of Pesach, I'm sorry. But you take up, you bite, you chew, and before you swallow, you haven't, it's not called, you can get a kazakh of asafis, the fifth of the matzah, I mean, it's not mugzam to get in, and it doesn't look like you're eating this afila gasa, you know, this full cheeks, you know, exploding cheeks, to get in the fifth of the matzah, this one's not gigantic. One other point, when you break, now you at least understand, they tell you when you break the, but you do yachas, you break the middle matzah, and you put something away for the afikoman, you should make sure you put away for afikoman the shear of the kazayas. In other words, you should try to make sure that the piece that you break is still the size of the kazayas. So, people always ask the question, since you're supposed to put away the smaller piece, and the kazayas is dark, you know, I mean, 9/10 of the matzah, you know, so how does I have to put away the smaller piece and it still be a kazayas? Well, once you understand this calculation over here, it doesn't sound so difficult. You don't know, mean it says matzah, you're talking about 30%, 3/10 of the matzah is already a sheer kazayas bereba, and it's a smaller piece. You're putting that away to use for the afikoman. So that answers that problem also. So that's the matzah. I want to talk about a little more about Reese's. I just want to go through this quickly, but people have to leave. Everybody has to go in. Yes.
How is everyone supposed to be able to take the matzah from?
So that's a good question. So you do see al kaponim, let's say muscle, when you look at your karech, if you have a thick matzah, and you have you can get 5 kazeisim out of your karech, right? Or again,
the afikoman has to be a kazeis left over. Only
one after
one person.
Right. So afikoman, so what you're going to have to do is you have to do one of two options. Either you're going to have one, more than one person will have a ka'ara, or at least 3 matzahs, so that you'll be able to share it out. Or you'll give each person, you know, some piece of afikoman, and you'll be mitzaref other matzahs to it. When it comes to chilas matzah, remember, just you're working with the middle matzah plus the top matzah. So if I need 30, I need, say, minus has matzahs, I need to take a fifth of the matzah from the top and a fifth of the matzah from the middle, I still have plenty of matzah to go around for 2 people. So you have more than one or 2 people who have, you have, depending on how many people you have in your Seder, you have 2 people that have a set of matzahs, you can get it, basically almost cover everybody by the Seder from the matzahs which are from the Ka'ara as opposed to other matzahs. If you need to, you can use other matzahs in the Ka'ara.
Does each one make a new bracha? Let's say you have 2 people that each have 3 matzahs at the Seder, check 2 separate.
Regards to brachas, so the standard would be, theoretically, if each person has their own, he can make their own bracha. If, regards to some minyatsu with you, it's your wife or your kids or, you know, whatever, guests, whatever, is a minyatsu with you with the bracha, so like you have like a mishi, only you say a mitzi, they don't say a mitzi. Regards to the bracha of Allah, Shiva's matzah, could be that it's is better they should say the bracha themselves.
Each person
say the bracha of Allah Tibbas Matzah.
Even though it's not on a
sholem? Yeah, the bracha of Allah Tibbas Matzah is on a sholem.
Yeah.
The Chumash is doing a sholem. Right? So they say a main to your bracha of a mitzi, and then they make their own Allah Tibbas Matzah on their own, either with you and then they get their matzahs, or you should have the matzahs in hand, favorably, or when they get it, they'll say Allah Tibbas Matzah and eat it. That gets involved in person being mochi and brachas. A baki pashas, you know, you're not mochi a baki and brachas, stamas are like this. So it's better to do like that. Okay. By Maurer, so I think it's fairly self-explanatory what he did over here. So this large leaf over here, which it was large, this is a kazayas. This is it. So you need for the item or of the romaine lettuce. And the smaller page, it shows you the medium-sized leaf and the smaller leaf, and it tells you that the smaller leaf is 1/5 of a kazayas, and you need 5 of those. And the medium-sized leaf is 3/5 of a kazayas. So you need, you know, basically one, almost two of those, 1.6 whatever of them. And the stalks, you can show you the stalks, and you can calculate the stalks yourself. These are actual size. That's why I did it up in the larger page, but these are actual size. So you can use this as a chart. It's not overwhelming. I think there's a little bit cut off over here at the end. I'm not sure. I always wonder about that. It's a little cut off at the end. It's a little tad bigger. The reason why, if you get involved in calculating different sizes, just that one of the challenges of calculating sizes. He didn't do this. He did this by volume, but not by. We do it by eye. It's very difficult because volume is a very difficult thing because there's so many different parts to the measurement of volume. You know, he has a page over here which is really. He brings it out very nicely. I'll find it quickly. He brings up this point that that it's hard to really tell the size of things just by the eye. Gives you. So he did it with the system of water displacements. First, plasticizing, which it shouldn't, you know, absorb any water, and then what?
And
so he has a piece over here. I can't find it right now, where he shows you three different pieces, which all have the exact same size, and but you would never have guessed. Okay, all right. The volume of these two things are exactly the same. And the volume of these, these, 27 of these is a kazai, 8 of these is a kazai. Even though, like, it's very hard, you're not going to guess the size of these is exactly the same. The volume of these is exactly the same. That's why it's very difficult to figure out the kazai is, just by eyeballing it. Once you get used to the size you're supposed to be looking for, you know, you get used to it. So that's why this was done with a system which of water displacement, which is a much, much more exact, precise system, and that's that. Okay, that is round one. For those of you who need to proceed further, leave this point in time, you're definitely happy. You can leave if you want. You also have the Shalom Bias issue, etc. Okay, so just to give a little bit of explanation, to those who want to stick around, how this the idea of the kazai is how it works, etc. So what is the issue? We know how big a mikveh is. Chazal gave us the share of a mikveh in two ways, and that is what creates this problem. Chazal gave us the share of a mikveh is 40 saw. That's clear in the Gemara that the share of a mikveh is 40 saw. Chazal also gave us that the shiva mikra is an amma by an amma by 3 amas. You're an amma length, amma width, and 3 amas tall. So it would be 3 cubic amas, basically. 3 cubic amas equals 40 saw. Okay? So now, if you were willing to sit down and do the math, you get down to revius. Revius is a quarter of a lug. And there's X amount of lug in a saw, and there's X amount out of the saw, you know, so you just do the math, eventually you calculate it down. So the more it comes out that the revius is 2 etzbos, 2 fingers' breadths by 2 etzbos, 2 by 2, by 2.7. Like 2.5 and another fifth, which is 2.7. So it's 2 by 2 by 2.7. That's the size of a revius, and that works out based on if you figure 40 saw is this big, so that's going to be this big. That's how much it's involved. You can sit down and do the math, right? There's if you want to do the math, you can figure it out because a revius of a lug is a fourth of a lug. There are 6 lug in a saw, and go from there. Okay, 6 lug in the cob. Sorry, 6 lug in the cob. There's 4 lug in the cob, 6 cob in the saw, and there's 40 saw. So this is going to be 1/4 times of 1/4 of 1/6 of 1/40th of the total volume, which is there. Okay, and then you take your amma and break it down to how many each amma is 6 tefachim, and each tefach is 4 etzbos, and then do your math. Okay, that's the numbers you would work with. So similarly, you believe me that that's the number because that's the more actually says in Sukkim, that's because that is the number. Okay? We also know that Revius is a bay and a half. And that's one of the givens in the calculations of the Mora says how big a Revius is. You know, there's X amount, because there are six bayim and a lug. So if there's six bayim and a lug, and this is a quarter of a lug, it has to be a bay and a half. Okay? So came along another Behuda, he said one day, he said, that's great. He measured the displacement of a baya and figured out a baya and a half, and it came out to be not a revius, you know, not this size. So by an half, so closer to its walls, it came to be half of that. So he concluded it must be that our eggs are not the same size eggs as the eggs of the more we're talking about. So that was his problem. You know, in order to make these two ways to calculate fit the target, we have two clear ways to calculate. We know how big a we know the relationship of a saw to a kav, to a lug, to a bay. We know that relationship. We also know the relationship of an amma to a tefach, to an espa. And the Gemara says the two things are supposed to be equal and they don't equal. So must be, it says that it's attributed to the Nadav Behuda. Actually, the Nadav Behuda wrote this in his Sefer. He wrote a Sefer on himself, Sotam, called Flach. And after his mother, Tzion the Nefesh Chaya, is a Tzion and a favor for his mother, Chachanim was Chaya. See, and in his Pirush, himself, it's Sotam, and Daf Kufes, he makes this order. So it must be in his Katan Obey. That's where he came up. There is a Shidat HaGa'onim, which comes along and says a garnish of pshat. That's not why they were called the garnish, but my says a garnish of pshat. He says, you know, it sounds to us in a certain way that the calculation of a kazayas and a kabay, etc., those sound very imprecise. Like, give us a much more, give us, you know, one third of an etzba, you know, and these type of numbers sound very difficult. You know, how big is this kazayas? He says, you know, how did Moshe come down from Har Sinai? And he said, okay, Moshe comes down from Har Sinai, and he says that he's supposed to eat a kazayas, and a kazayas is exactly one-fifth of a huji-huji. Everybody knew what a huji-huji was, the Shasaman Torah, because that was a shear which was used, and they said, very happy. Now, with 2,000 years later, when Golos never seen a huji-huji in her life, it's one-fifth of a huji-huji. Now what's supposed to do? All right, what's supposed to happen now? So that the garden that the Russian Madafi gave the shiurim based on payers, which are always monthly. So whenever I have a problem figuring how big it is, because we have the payers. So he takes that and he says that it comes out really there for Mikir Adin, what should come out. What the garden are saying is no matter what size pay, in other words, and that is the shear. So each generation uses its size eggs. So the fact that the eggs now don't fit are smaller than the eggs of the time of the Gemara is irrelevant. Because the mitzvah is to eat an egg's worth. And after the shear was given the Dafka, that you should be able to figure it out based on your eggs. She said, no, your eggs are not good enough. Isn't this back to square one? We didn't solve the problem. So the Gemara, so inherent in the statement that the Gemara was saying is that it's not measured back against those eggs, it's measured against the eggs you deal with. Now, you have to use the Gemara says a base of Bainan, what's called base of Bainan. So Ramesha says in the Tshuva, so well, you know, since nowadays in America we grade eggs by five sizes. The five sizes are small, medium, large, extra large, and jumbo. So Bainan is going to be what's called large. I know that sounds strange. Bainan is called large, but that's how American advertising works. Right? Large as the medium-sized egg, you know, an extra large and colossal, you know. Now, we take what's called a large egg, and that's what we use to make these calculations. And he actually made these calculations, and he came up with his shiurim based on the bayim, which we have. And the shiurim actually comes out when it comes to the rices, we're machmer for a larger shiur. Now, the way that Nadav Behuda says that the eggs that he used came out to be mamash half, exactly half. So as you hear sometimes the shiur is mamash half. The eggs of which most of these people nowadays are merchant did his calculations and every problem did his calculations are not exactly half, they're a little larger than half. So that's why you're getting, when you're looking at your car race, it's not exactly one half of the chilas matzah. You look at the Nadav Behuda says that the bay which he calculated were mamash half of the loads. And Mishmar comes out, well, the Raisa is to use the larger shear, the Rabbanan is to use the smaller shear, so you'd expect this to be half of this. Well, it's not exactly half, because the eggs which we have nowadays, which we're going to use, why not cheese that's holding eggs nowadays, are a little larger than half. That's why you look at this math over here, it doesn't fit, you've heard that yet being half, it's not exactly half. It happened to be half at the time of the Yehuda. But again, we don't live in the time of the Yehuda either, so the base of the whole logic was we used our eggs. Well, these are the eggs in America as of year 2001. That's how they were. So that's, you know, this might be a come out date at some point in time. The eggs might get smaller and bigger. But right now, they're assuming that the eggs are stay fairly uniform. This is going to be the shiur. So that's where that comes from. There is a second machlokes in regards to, when it comes to the kazayas, because remember, we're talking about kebeya, we're talking about the kazayas, is how many kazayasim are in a kebeya. So that's the whole thing, Tosis on the Rambam, the Tosis is that there are two kazayasim in a kebeya. And Ramashit is that there are three. Now the Mishnah says clearly, Mishnah says Kalim, in character Zion, that you use what's known as a Zayas Agari. To measure. The problem is, you know, again, so exactly what a Kazayas Agari is, now we're a little bit of a headache. So the portion said it means it was a Kazayas, it was a Shemona Agar Basaka, it's called a Agari, has a certain amount, it holds its oil well, it has a lot of oil in it. But it means, again, it means Benini. That's the point of being the Benini. Olives come measured in seven sizes. So again, so you can take the middle size, the number four size, and they go from small till, again, they start from small, medium, large, extra large, colossal. The biggest one is called colossal. Colossal, again, you know, there's only two small, there's like really small, and partially small, and less is large. And they don't do that, you know. That doesn't sound good. You're getting colossal olives. Anyway, so the medium-sized olive, whatever it's called, I'm not sure what it's called over there, the medium of the seven would be the olive that you would use to calculate your cheshbon of an olive. You want to do it based on that. But regards to, the Shabur comes out that the sheet of the Rambam, Yusemachan B'Shas Tzak, that's a third of a kebeya, and the sheet, otherwise we hold that it should be half a kebeya. Hence, we get the difference in between those two sizes over here. But the Gabi is din that you should have the two kazayim. It's a minig. It's not even the Rabbanon. It's a minig. So that Yusemachan each one's a third. So you could have a kazayim to Rabbanon, and you have two kazayim to Rabbanon according to the Rambam. So you make the minig, and that's where you get your Avikarim L'Chatkila being not double the kazayim to Rabbanon of the Kareh. And that's where you get that calculation. When it comes to the Revius, so this same argument plays out in regards to Kebeya, so it plays out in regards to Revius. Now, it even plays out even more when it comes to Revius than it plays out in regards to Kebeya. Because the Gemara never discusses how big a Kebeya is, the Gemara discusses how big a Revius is. So the Gemara gave us a shear, and the Gemara says, halacha l'maisa, this is the shear. It says the shear is two etzvahs by two etzvahs by 2.7 etzvahs. It's both. So I got a shear in the Gemara. I can't ignore it. The more, and we also know that happens to be it's a kebeya and a half, based on how we know that there's six beyim in a lug and a revius is short. The word revius really is a short phrase for revius a lug. Revius means a quarter of a lug, right? But I have a Gemara, I need to be mekayem that Gemara. It says that you're supposed to use that shear. So when it comes to kazayas and kebeya, I never have a Gemara which ties it to that. It says this is the shear. The Maaseh said we're machmer. When it comes to the Revius, I sure have to be machmer. So that this is the shear. I got the Gemara gives me a shear. On the other hand, I know the shear is a kebeya. Right? It's based on a kebeya. So again, the Shabur comes out, we're doing the derises, you're machmer, we're doing the rabbanon, you're maker. Now, what's the rice and what's the rabbanon? There's dollar traces, it's the rabbanon. It's not the rice. When is the mitzvah to drink something in the rice? So, the Shabur said, explains himself when he said for Shabbos, that which you make, the mitzvah of making kiddush in Shabbos is the rice. Now you make kiddush on alakosis to rabbanon, but since you know Chazal darshan zachrei alayayin, so it's like if there's an asmach in the pasuk, we're going to deal with that. It's ikra deraisa in your machmer as if it's the deraisa with the larger issue. Kiddush on yomtiv is the rabbanon. So in the case where Pesach falls out Friday night, the first kais has to be the larger shear, and the other three kais will be the smaller shear. This year, where Pesach falls out not on a Friday night, all four kais you can use the smaller shear. There's older one. So the only place you need a larger, you have to knock from the larger shear, is for Kiddush or Friday night, for Friday night Kiddush. The only place you need a larger shear. Otherwise, you can send it on the smaller shiurim, you can send it on the smaller shiurim for Revis. Now, the difference in the shiurim is not tremendous between the sizes of the shiurim, the larger and the smaller. I'll read them to you in a second. But it's one thing to keep in mind. When you learn through the sugya, in general, by a kais shal mitzvah, there's a lot of you have to drink molei lugmos. And Tosha Shita is by the night of Pesach is the same thing also. That's what you drink the kais of the dollar kais of the kontosha. It's a din of shtiyas kais shal mitzvah, which means there's a fascinating Rashi in Sefer Erevin. Rashi in Sefer Erevin seems to say like this: there's a lacha you say you have to say kiddush ala kais. You have to say birchas amil ala kais, birchas erison ala kais. So how do you do that? So you pick up the kais and say ala kais. No, that's not enough. You have to indicate you're doing a kais by saying great pirik often. Since you say great pirik often, you're saying, this is now a kais, and I'm saying the kiddush ala kais. So Rashi says, so what do you drink at the end? Because brachol batalo. Rashi says, because it's designed to the kais, you shouldn't drink it. Rashi says. Rashi heard about mem and bez. Which means the purpose of the great pair goffin by over here is really a way to be show that I'm making the bracha lakais, that just bracha that I'm saying, whatever it is, Havdalah, Kiddush, whatever it is, lakais, I'm conveying it by saying great pair goffin, because you see I'm making a kais. But it's a mizorin, I shouldn't drink from it afterwards. So that dinner mizorin is machayiv, it's the shtiyah of molei lugmos. Not more than that. That's Tosha Shita by the Dalat Kosis. Tosha Shita by Dalat Kosis. Tosha is in the Daik. Lots of tell me, you know, from his Rebbe said over, it's a famous shtickle. I hadn't heard it in years. I felt about it, reminded me in Shabbos, that it comes out, Tosha Shita in the beginning of our Ripsachim, says in the Daik from the Mishnah, says that you shouldn't be Makasa for the Oni less than Dalat Kosis. It's only for the Oni, not for members of his household. Because he'll be much of them with the dollar choices. Just like you might have a kiddush. Now, what does that mean? Because then everybody has to drink that, we have to drink dollar choices. Says it's not that. It's a dinner regular dinner with kiddush ala kais. Right? So he makes the kiddush ala kais. And everybody gets a little drip, drop, just, you know, whatever. Whatever the din is, I don't get involved in that. Whatever, I don't get involved in that. Whatever it is. But many Rishonim things say that everybody has to have a dollar choices. And the din of the Tosha Shita is, you only need molei lugmos. The din of Tosha is, you only need molei lugmos. There's a mishnah shita also. But there is, the other Rishonim argue that you need right choice. So dollar choices is different than other Tosha mitzvah, where the ikar is, there's a din of saying the bracha. If you sell a kais, and it shouldn't be bizarre to the kais, you should drink something from the kais. Oh, but it is a dinner drinking the kais. So drinking the kais, it means a chaskil of the kola kais. And then yeah, but right with kais, that's called drinking the kais. You drink near the kais, Rubus Kukulas, he drank the kais. I drank a meat of the kais. I'm sorry, excuse me, you didn't drink the kais. Molei lugmos by definition is a half of, molei lugmos by definition is considered a half of a revis. So it's not right kais. So you're not going to be yaitse. So according to those things, you need right kais. So if I take a 6 ounce kais, and I take molei lugmos, and I calculate revis, let's say it's 3.3, so molei lugmos was 1.6 and a half, so I drink 1.7 ounces, I get some molei lugmos, but I didn't drink right kais. So kol, and the Mishmur comes out of the Chatzili, you have to drink Rav Kol HaKais. And but he have to do a Sebech of Rav HaKais, and but he can't, you drink Malay Mum. So yes, man, I'll gersa kol, I'm going to take a big Kais. I mean, Yotza Allah Sheet is that the Shir of Vias. The Chazanish is the Sheet is from the Bist of Rav, that's the Shir of Vias, you know, why not? The Machmer, it's 5.5 ounces. I have this big Kais, but I get to the third Kais, I can't drink it anymore. So I drink Mola Lugma, this is the Chacham from the Manishtana, excuse me. Right? You didn't do yourself any favors. You decided to be Machmer, and so much of Mishra Burke clearly passed, and you can be Makel on, and you ended up doing so much of Mishra Burke clearly, so you hold, be Makel, and Mishra Burke clearly passed, and you should be Machmer on. So if you want to do that, switch Kaises in the middle, and use a smaller Kais. So if you take a Kais which holds, four, remember, share holds, even the largest share is 4.4 is the largest share from the Mishra. And the smaller share is 3.3 comes out. So you hold the Kais, you can use the Kais that holds 2.5 ounces. And drink Kol HaKais of Asachas, like Mishra Berurah says, you should do. This is Kol HaKais of Asachas, you can bow to the Talmud Shai. Well, if you decide to have this, you use your bubby, your favorite, she went to Israel, and she bought you a Kais for your bar mitzvah, and it holds 8 ounces. And it's inscribed with your name, with beautiful flowers on it. That's beautiful. Put it in the middle of the Kais, use it for Kais Shalom. Don't use it to drink. Right? But you go out to the store, and they have these, my wife and I spent a few years looking for, you have two cases, you want to buy these glasses, glasses don't come in 4 ounces, they come in 1 ounces, 6 ounces, we found the place, we got the cases which the size exactly what we wanted, I think it was 4.2, 4.4, we bought 8 of them, we have them sitting, and we put them away for Pesach, and we're very excited, we have cases, the right size cases, that's it, we use it for the dollar cases. So now I'll read you the numbers, just the math. But interestingly, different people made their own calculations, and so the same Kabbalist is Makel on the Kazayas and says he holds the Vikar like the Gainan. When it comes to the Vias, on the other hand, he's more Machmer. And before my. So there was a famous question that you should at least, just for the historical background, you should at least be aware that there was a person named Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah. Hagrach Noah. Let's see, you see, go down, Avraham Chaim Noah. Hagrach Noah. So, first of all, Graf Noah was tremendous on Machalchim. He wrote a paper called Tzitzah Shulchan on the Halacha, Hilchos Arachayim. Very important paper in Halacha. It's quoted tremendously by the later people, etc. Besides that, he wrote two Sforim on Shiurim. The Shiurim that he was starting with this. There was an Aseret Shiurim was used by the Alter Yerushalmis, which went back, generations back. And people were now questioning based on the Yehuda's detriment of the sizes. So he made it his life's work to prove that those Shiurim were correct. There was a Shiur called Shiurei HaTaro, a Shiur called Shiur HaMikva, we have the Shiur has them. Somebody told me that he met him. It was 40 years ago. This person lived Shiurim. And he would meet you and he was just, your arm looks like a foot, nice size amma. That's what he did when he saw you, An amma is mentioned, this finger is called an amma. A gaidol, and then there's the esta. This is called the amma. Why is it called the amma? Because it's for the finger. You measure the amma, and the amma is measured from here to here, to the elbow. That is what an amma, that's what the shear of an amma is supposed to be. Right? So that's what's called the amma. He would walk around measuring, trying to figure out what's the average size person's arm. He would walk around measuring people's arm. What's the average arm, What's an average arm? Okay, well, you've got to measure enough people to get an average arm. And he would do that. He lived sure. And he was not sick, very stark, the Shurim of the Yerushalmi Masorah of Shurim. another own sefer. The Chazanish wrote a sefer in Shiurim where he deals with him in a lot of points. He wrote a sefer. He wrote in Chazanish. He wrote a few simanim about Shiurim, and then the stifler after Chazanish Nifter wrote a sefer called Shiurim Shaltera, which was marif more on the sheet of, you know, based on what the Chazanish had said. He quoted the Chazanish more. Ms. Marif more explained different things. And they have this machlokes on how to calculate things. It's interesting that Rabbi Gardner came out with the calculations that he came out with more approximated the shiurim of the Rav Chaim Noah than he did the Chazanish. Basically, he did the calculations, etc. Okay, so the Chazanish, I'm going to give it to you in grams. The Rav Chaim Noah came out with the shiur of Revius is 86 grams. 86 grams, actually he measured in grams, is the gematria of the word kais. It's very easy to remember. Okay? Now translate 86 grams into ounces at 2.93 fluid ounces. It's a little less than 3 ounces, basically. It's a shear reveal. Chazanish came out that a shear reveal is the gematria of the word kais hagun. And the kais hagun is 150 cc's. It's almost double this year. It's 5.07 fluid ounces, 5.1 fluid ounces. There's a shear from the Vitzkav Rav, which is more than that. It's 5.76 fluid ounces. Five point eight fluid ounces. That's the biggest shear that there is out there. And Moshe's shiurim, Moshe came out, he did it in ounces, not in grams. He came out as the largest shear of V is 4.42. That's based on the cheshbonos of how big an amma is. Remember, Moshe's sheet is that an amma, the shear of an amma is 21.25 inches. That's the size of an amma. So basically, you take calculate how big an amma is, 21.25, and you divide that into two, let's call, you know, the whole math, you know, make your cube over there, etc. It'll come out to be 4.2 fluid ounces. And based on the bayin, the large bayim, it comes out to be, he did the cheshbon twice, and one came out to be the cheshbon of 2.9, which that's, there you have Rabbi Mechaim Noah shear, or 3.3. And Rabbi Gavna came out that the shear is 2.81, which is, you know, based on bayim. Every Ider has his calculation. Every did the math. You know, I never did it myself. I never sat down and tried to do the measure, sit and displace it. You know, eggs, broken and don't absorb water. It's fairly easy to do it. You take something which has a very good, get a good beaker or something like that, which, you know, a small one which has a lot of gradation. See how much water displaces. You know, measure it before, measure it after, put it into the egg, and you see how much, you know, how big a bay is. So they're not very hard to do, to measure it out. Never done it. My relevant Cleveland actually has done it. He came up with a different share, a little bit also. Based on that, he came up with his share of how big the size of a mouse, because ice is also. So those are the share. Now, so anything's above 2.3, clearly you're good. Make sure that 3x3 is a smaller shear. You can go with that. So you have a kais that's all 3.3. If you want to go to be film, you can do 4.4. Like most sheets that you cover, 4.4 is even a larger shear. If you really want to be film, so you get one which has 5.2, and just make sure you drink rive reviews. The kais. One last thing in regards to bracha achrona in general. So how much do you need to drink or eat before you bench, or before you say bracha achrona? So Mishnah Berurah over there comes out, and Mishnah Berurah sitting in front of me. Okay. Mishnah Berurah comes out, and then bracha achrona, interestingly enough, is not a derisa, it is a rabbana. He says, Sabbat rabbana l'kula, in regards to two wishes. In other words, he said like this, Sabbat bracha is l'hokul, regards to the share of a third or a half of a kebaya, he goes with a half a kebaya. But on the other hand, he's not machayv to use a larger share. Is it in the rabbanon? So regards to the machlokes, the tesis in the Rambam, whether it's a third or a half, you have to go with is to go with the shear being a half of a kibbeh. In regards to the issue of the larger shear of the bayon being doubled, or, you know, larger size or smaller size, he goes with the regular size bayon. So if you take this revius and you say the revius is 3.3 ounces, and we know revius is a kibbeh and a half, and a kazais is a half a kibbeh, so there are three kazaisim in a kibbeh, in a revius. Well, math tells you if a revius is 3.3, a kazais is 1.1. So for bracha korna, a kazais is 1.1 ounces. And if any did the rabbanon, the kazais is 1.1 ounces. So the marshal, he says, if you want to do the, he has a even a little bit of smaller shear, says you want to, if you would want to eat for more, you'd want to use a shot glass as an ounce. 1 ounce shot glass, that's full, that's the actual size, that's how much you'd want to use of more, greater than more, to get to than of more. Not a tremendous amount. It also would mean, just to give you an interesting idea of it, halacha l'maisa, this is the amount of cream of wheat or oatmeal that you would need to eat to say an alamithia. That. Okay. But I have enough to say an alamithia. The guy comes to me, has his whole bowl of, you know, I'm not sure. He should have a little more just to taste. This is according to Shibur, that's the shear of a kazai that you would need to say bracha korban. I remember one time I was yeah, you got that? Up here, just picture up here.
Tiny.
It's tiny, right?
No, the pizza.
Oh, the pizza. I'm not getting around with pizza.
two slices.
The Yeshiva has a copy. The Yeshiva's copy is sitting by my seat. I think this is my, I'm going to take my copy home. Oh, my friend, I'll use it. I remember once I was by Loz's Bris. Loz's Bris service on Shabbos. And so my Rebbe said the bracha of the Birchus Mila Tosh. The Maaseh Shabbos, one, he can't drink without Kiddush Malkum Suda. So he counts for Kiddush Malkum Suda. So he had to eat something. He had to eat kazais. He had a kazais. He took these two little pieces of cake. And he said, that's a kazais. I said, really? Okay. And I remember, like, you know, I said, you know, we picture a kazais, and you know, it was just like, you know, a brisker kazais, you know, like this big, you know. It was like, my Rebbe one time told me, just to give you a rule of thumb, that if you take a slice of rye bread, it's the middle of the loaf, 2 pound rye, it's from the bakery, take a slice of the middle of the loaf, you can picture that, a half of that is a kazais. Which is important, it means that whole thing is a kibbeh, because a kibbeh is two kazais. Halacha is you do not say alan tis yadayim unless you're planning to eat a kibbeh of bread. So that's it. One slice of bread is enough. I mean, that's how I knew. That's how I found out about it. A different time. Because one time I was watching my Rebbe. He sat down for breakfast and he washed, said alan tis yadayim, and ate one slice of bread. I said, Rebbe, that's a kibbeh. He said, yeah, that's a kibbeh. I said, okay, now I got my kibbeh. Right, so that's the shear. The shear of kibbeh is, and according to these calculations, that doesn't sound strange, you know. Remember, you picture, Shiva told us a story once, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to visit Ribeiro Salvation. And so after they, you know, he's Makadah, something to eat, it's after the end, he says, Baruch HaKorna, so Ribeiro says, I'm not sure you had enough to say Baruch HaKorna. So he says, if I would have enough to eat, that you would say, she said, Baruch HaKorna, I'd hold you half the bench. That was the gift of answer. you get the picture. It's not as foreign as it sounds. So Mishabur, again, this is Tav Pei Vav. I don't know if I've got to the Tav Pei Vav yet. So this is very important. It's a very short simon. This is the simon of the halacha of how you calculate a kazayas. And that's, you know, and et cetera. So it's an important simon. Every get pop around and learn it, you know, at some point in time in their lifetime, in the next few days. Okay, I think that's what I want to cover tonight. There's a lot more to discuss, obviously. That's the Iker math.
Do you think drink as far as, say,